Christians can make a difference in ISIS recruiting. India is in the grip of a deadly heat wave, and we've got a quick geo quiz for you later on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. You probably have Muslim neighbors, don't you? Are you ignoring them? Well, more and more Western Muslims are joining ISIS, and marginalization may be a part of why. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says young people are searching for identity. 1 million people emigrated to the U.S. from the Middle East, but Americans haven't been very hospitable.
They can be marginalized and just flat out ignored. And what that does is cause them to retreat into their own Muslim community. And yes, sadly, there is that potential that they can become radicalized.
God is bringing unreached people to the West. Doyle says our actions can go a long way to reaching them.
If they understand who Jesus is and they see his love, they are more than attracted. So let's not repel them as believers in America. Let them see who our Jesus is.
E3 is a seminar to help you love Muslims to Christ. Invite them to your church. Well, if you haven't heard yet, India's heat wave is so severe over 1,100 people have died from the extreme temperatures. Topping out at around 122 degrees, the heat's melting roads, causing power failures and killing crops, too. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India has been sharing related prayer needs on their Facebook page. They're also asking prayer for their partners who are still teaching literacy, children's Bible clubs, and training church leaders in this heat. More details at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. Mission trips are not a one-size-fits-all. Just ask the Jesus Film trip coordinator, Greg Jackson.
We do classic Jesus Film showings. When we go to closed countries, we'll use some of the Jesus Film products of our evangelistic short films in classroom settings to build relationships with people and then share the gospel that way. And then one of the third ways that we do is distribution of materials.
With all the social and digital media platforms now in use by the Jesus Film, are trips even needed anymore? Jackson says yes. Most of the places they're going are less than 4% Christian.
The fact that we can come in there and come alongside them not only accelerates the ministry, but it's a huge encouragement as well to the body of believers that are there.
You feeling the tug? Well, we can help get you started on your way. Find the links at missionnews.org. What do you got to lose?
I believe that there are people out there hopefully hearing this saying, how can I go and be a part of this? I believe that God is stirring their hearts.
Abkhazia. Do you know where that is? Well, it's a breakaway Soviet republic. Most nations don't even recognize its sovereignty, but one Christian ministry is ensuring it's not forgotten. SOAR International is sending a container of clothes, supplies, wheelchairs, as well as a handicap van to assist the disabled. SOAR's Greg Mangione explains.
There's not much infrastructure, period, in Abkhazia, let alone for the handicapped people. And so the church is really filling a vital need. We have been excited to do what we can to help them in that outreach ministry.
Meeting needs has also encouraged the disabled while creating opportunities to share Christ.
It definitely is opening doors, showing people that they are loved, God loves them, and that they aren't just abandoned. And so every day the church is trying to find more and more people that they can reach out to help and really very clearly showing God's love.
Visit our website to fund SOAR's work in Abkhazia. And I don't know about you, but when I hear groups are partnering together to share Christ and make a difference, I want to be a part of it. Orphan Outreach works with a Guatemalan Association of Down Syndrome in Guatemala to ensure special needs kids get access to specialized care, stimulation, and education. They also help their families. You can get involved through child sponsorship, church partnership, or by visiting them on a short-term mission trip. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's hard knowing how to pray for Muslims, isn't it? Well, we can help when you support M&N with your best gift. You'll receive the new 2015 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. It'll help you learn and pray about Muslims during Ramadan, which begins June 18th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.